Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, glad you could join us on this, or just Dave Doney today.
Where's Joel Riley?
Joe, he's over there. He's busy. He's always busy. That the guy's the most busiest guy I know.
Okay.
Outside of you two, obviously.
All right.
But as you hear our guests today, our Licking County Commissioners, Tim Bubb and Rick Black, beautiful start to the week. I know this is Columbus Day. Some folks may have the day off. Mostly sunny skies, high near 74. Clear tonight, low near 48. And for tomorrow, sunny skies with a high near 75. Again, Licking County Commissioners Tim Bubb and Rick Black are joining us. Gentlemen, as always, appreciate you having coming in, spending some time with us. First thing we want to get to real quick, and we talked about it last week, early voting is underway in Licking County and across the state of Ohio. Seeing any lines, first off, down at the Board of Election?
We see people coming in. No lines, but we see people coming in. There's usually someone in there.
Mm-hmm. It's early, and it's an off-year election.
It's off-year. There's
not
a lot going on.
First day, they had about 100. I'd say most days between 50 and 100 people voting early. But remember, this is voting early.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people vote by mail, and a lot of people will show up on November 4th, I believe it is,
yep.
at the polls.
Yep.
So, it's tradition. You're not going to get quite the turnout you'd get in a presidential election in an off year. That's fortunate or unfortunate, but there are people voting.
Yeah. Now, Commissioner Black, to go back to you, and we've talked about this before, but I think it always bears to be talked about. You hear all these things about, elections, can I trust this? Man, I'll tell you what, Licking County Board of Elections runs a very smooth election.
They run a good show down there. They got it together,
mm-hmm.
and they get you in, they get you out. The accuracy is phenomenal. They do a great job.
Yeah, and it's not. I mean, people think it's an easy thing to do to run an election, but it's not. I mean,
it's hard.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's hard.
Yeah, and that staff
really
down
is.
There, they work hard. Then the volunteers, the poll workers.
Poll workers. And finding poll workers is an issue. It really is.
Mm-hmm. So folks want to do that? Do you easily just call
them? They've already got them for this election.
Right, I get that, but I'm just saying.
You can always call the Board of Elections and
sure
throw
can.
Your name in. We should mention also that there is no early voting today because of the federal holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So while we're promoting this, don't go running down there today. even though the county building is open, by the way. We are open on Columbus Day. Our employees at the county, while this is a federal holiday, they trade this day for the day after Thanksgiving.
Yep.
So actually, we're fully open in all services at the county. All the county buildings are there today, but it's not our call as to when you vote. That's a state question. And so I just don't want you to go down there today and the county building's open and you go in and say, well, I can't vote. Okay, well, don't. but starting tomorrow through Friday, 8 to 5 every day. Next week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And then that weekend before the election, we actually have Saturday and Sunday hours. And the only change is the last day to early vote is Sunday, November 2nd. There is no voting on the Monday before the polls open because that's the day when they move all their equipment out to the polling places. So, just don't go on Columbus Day. This is a federal holiday today.
Same thing with my wife at work. They could take it. They don't. They move theirs to the day after Thanksgiving as well. There's nothing wrong with
that.
By
the way, the courthouse will be, as we like the courthouse special coloration on federal holidays, all of them. And because it is a federal holiday today, you'll see some pretty lighting on the county courthouse tonight in honor of Columbus Day.
Will it be red, white, and blue?
Actually not.
No, what will
red, white, and green.
Okay.
And that's my call. As you recall, Christopher Columbus was Italian.
Yep.
The colors from the Italian flag are red, white, and green. And so just to have some fun with it, when we set this up 10 years ago, I went ahead and just programmed it for the colors of the Italian flag.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand there's controversy over Christopher Columbus. He wasn't perfect. Neither were any of the other European explorers, by the way. But he did it. He came here and he came to North America, I think, 3 trips over. And I know there's the whole thing. A lot of communities celebrate Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day, and I get it. But all I'm telling you is it's a federal holiday. It's called Columbus Day. It is today. We observe it. And if you see the courthouse with some pretty colors tonight, you'll know why.
And don't go down to the vote because the Licking County Board of Elections
will not. They'll say, come back tomorrow.
That's exactly
right.
Right.
You got it.
Commissioner Black, I'll come back to you because later this month we're going to have in Licking County Transit. And again, you are so closely in tune. You sat on the transit board. My gosh, is it just taking off? I mean, I'm getting emails from folks all the time like, this is wonderful. Thanks for – I'm like – Nothing to do with it myself.
It's amazing how these routes have taken off. You know, recently we did the Hebron-Buckeye Lake route. It's past expectations. It's been so well received out in that area, and it's busy. Mm-hmm. They're carrying a lot of people out there.
And I've heard that there could be some changes with the Main Street where they're thinking about even doing more on that Main Street run. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, you got full buses now, so you might be running two buses. The other thing is, out in your neck of the woods, out in western Licking County, Dave, well, it's hard to tell because this is expensive, but we're working on routes out toward Etna, Pataskala, and New Albany and Johnstown, and had a meeting recently with our partners out there talking about a couple of hubs out there. Hubs would be places where our buses would meet, possibly small buses from COTA coming from Columbus, or possibly Knox or Fairfield counties. In other words, what we're doing is helping workforce come in to the areas where there are jobs, and that it's not just about us. It's also about our neighboring transit partners coming together, and the way they would do that is having central locations where the buses would meet up at various times. And that's not a done deal yet, but I want you to know if Matt Allison's working on it, that something good will come of it. And so we're working on, we've been talking about hubs for a long time, but it's really getting serious now.
Yeah.
So just let you know that there's no date yet for Western Licking County extended service. There's a lot of wheels in motion, so to speak, but the day's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. And you know, you talk about that western part of the county that leads right into what I was going to mention next. Was I know you folks were out at the Kansai Helios, had a, I don't know if it was a ribbon cutting, but you guys were out there to take a look at what they're doing. And I'll get Commissioner Bubb's opinion on this, but Commissioner Black, I know you were out there. This is big. How impressed were you with what you saw out there?
Well, they're just getting started. Mm-hmm. So, you know, They were starting to put machines together. It was very impressive to see the equipment that has been brought in, that's getting ready to be assembled. Massive stuff. I mean, big stuff. And, you know, they're bringing it in here from Europe and bringing jobs. There'll be a few jobs come over here from Europe, but mostly it will be domestic people that work around here. They've got a facility in New York. Some people will come from New York, but it's going to be a tremendous facility.
Yeah, and Commissioner Bubb, you know, the last time we were in, we were talking about you were kind of laying the groundwork, so to speak, about going out there. But, I mean, this is big news. I mean, you're talking about a company that said, you know what, we want to come to this part of the country. We want to come right here to Johnstown. Mm-hmm. We'll take a building that was there, and we're going to do some things with it. It just seems like a great fit.
It's a big building. It's 135,000 square feet and room to expand. It's the old 31 building that was most recently used by Ohiopac. Both those companies moved their operations elsewhere. That's their decision. But we had a big empty building. And if you don't know what your folks are listening, and we say Kansai Helios, it's kind of an interesting sounding name. It's a combination of Japanese and German ownership of a business that is all over the world, and they make coatings. Coatings as in powder coatings, paints, varnishes, anything that you coat something with to protect it. And in this particular case, right here in Licking County, we're going to see 50 jobs initially up in Johnstown. And this is a powder coating manufacturing operation. And their main customer is a little company called Toyota. And almost every Toyota vehicle, especially those made in this country, guess what the colors? The colors will be made right here in the powder coating. And they're talking about bringing a varnish line in. So this is a really big deal. Because of tariffs, they want to make things in this country. And they're going to be Licking County is helping them hire people right now. So in case you see some new activity up in the Johnstown area, well, Rick summed it up. It's a big deal. They're bringing the equipment in from overseas. And so we're pleased to be partnering with them and help them get it going.
Yeah, and then also out in that area, Axiom, I know we did a story last week where, you know, they're getting money from the state to help do some more expansion out there. And, you know, you think about when they first went up, oh, okay, that's nice. But you were telling me, and I didn't know it had been this much expansion out there. They're not fooling around, so to speak. Axiom is really putting their money where their mouth is. They are putting a lot of money into this community.
You know, it's kind of interesting when a company locates here, like Kansai Helios, that's great. But when they like it, that is really a big deal. Because what we believe in is business retention and expansion. Business retention and expansion is just as important as getting new businesses because you got to keep the ones you got. Mm-hmm. And Axiom came here probably a couple decades ago to service the beauty park with one plant. We just finished a community reinvestment area, and the state has helped incentivize their seventh plant in Licking County. Seventh operation. They're all out in the New Albany region. This one's in Jersey Township. If a company believes in Licking County and our workforce enough to start its seventh operation here, that really says something about Licking County. And so with about the next year to 15 months, if you drive on the old Worthington Road, the old 161 out there in Jersey Township, you'll see a massive plant going up out there. It's their seventh operation out of 13 plants in this country and Canada, seven of them right here. So, again, we're helping them hire. We're helping them with the incentives to get that going because we like investment and we like job creation.
Yeah, Commissioner Black, do you worry about the job force, the workforce? Because going back to transit, I mean, this is why those things are important, because you may have some folks who won't be able to get out there, but if you can help them get out there, that fills the need. Are you concerned that, okay, yeah, these are coming, but we got to be able to find that workforce?
You know, it's always a concern finding workforce. It always is a concern. But, you know, with beefing up the transit program, you know, hopefully we can get people out there that otherwise couldn't go. You know, we'll get there. We keep working on it. It's an ongoing project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, have you had a chance to kind of go? It's amazing when you drive out there. I have family come in town, anytime they come down, that will come down 161 from the Akron area, they come down 71 and they're like, my God, what is that?
Yeah.
It's amazing for folks.
It's just amazing. And a lot of it you can't see. I mean, it's such a big area. You go back in there north of 161 or south of 161, and you see construction here and over there, and, okay, there's a crane there that wasn't there last week. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing how it's going out there.
Yeah, it's a draw for folks to bring them in here, that's for sure.
Yeah, sure is.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with Talk of the Town and Licking County Commissioners Tim Bubb and Rick Black on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, glad you could join us on this Monday morning, Columbus Day. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day. High in the mid-70s, clear tonight. And cool, right around 45 degrees, and then a beautiful Tuesday, sunny with mostly sunny skies, high near 76. Again, joined today by Licking County Commissioners Tim Bubb and Rick Black. And
that's a nice forecast, by the way.
I'll take it.
Good job on that.
Look at that right there. I mean, it's not hard when all it says is sunny.
But then I've heard you've been talking about rain next weekend, Dave. So
I haven't said anything about rain. I want to stay out.
Stay like this till spring.
Listen, this guy, you can tell he's not farming anymore. He's like, I don't care about
that. He's farming grass now.
That's all he's worried about.
Dave, here's a quiz for you. What happens November 28th?
November 28th, that would be, is that the Friday after Thanksgiving?
What happens that day?
Well, there's this thing called the courthouse lighting.
Post office box 292 in Newark. They're fundraising to put the lights up on the grounds and on the county courthouse to make the Santa arrival continue, the great tradition, a seven-decade tradition, the Friday night after Thanksgiving. So if you want to be supportive of that, if you've been supportive in the past, it's a community-based thing. It's a committee, a nonprofit committee that raises money. They put up the lights, they take them down, they bring Santa in. Spencer Barker heads the committee now. They got a great group, but it's courthouse lighting, post office box 292 in Newark. If you send them a buck or send them $5 or whatever, I know that'd be appreciated because it is an expensive project to do.
And, you know, again, for folks, I think, I don't know, I don't personally know of anybody who's not been down here, and you've been here a lot longer than I am, have been, but it is so much fun. I mean, you're shaking your head, Commissioner Black. You've been here for a long time.
New people move to town every day.
Yeah,
this will be their first time this year.
Yep.
And a lot of little kids, this is their first time because they're just new.
Mm-hmm. Well, my granddaughter's a little over a year old, and I can guarantee if I can get her that night, I know where I'll be with her. So just got to bribe my son.
Well, don't kidnap the child.
Yeah.
All right. Come on.
That's
now.
All I need. All right. Some other stuff that's taking place, and maybe folks don't know. We've talked a lot about the airport, you know, all the expansion going on out there and all the renovations being done. But Commissioner Bubb, you were talking about something that's really cool that's happening out there. Just, as we like to say, got off the ground, so to speak, but maybe talk a little bit about what's happening out at the airport.
Well, just real briefly, I mean, we've talked about this for the last 2 or 3 years. We've been upgrading that facility because along with being a place for private pilots to enjoy their hobby and their, and in a lot of cases, a lot of small businesses that have aircraft based here that's part of their business, we're entertaining a lot of economic development now with jets coming in and companies that do business here that having a real airport out here in Heath that's owned by the county and that operated by our airport authority that's viable, that's a part of economic development. And along with adding maintenance facilities out there to take care of stuff, adding more hangars. Another thing we've done, Dave, one of the big question mark, it's a workforce kind of question mark for the future. Where is the next generation of pilots coming from? Traditionally, a lot of people that learned to fly did it through the military, through the Army, through helicopters, or through the Air Force. With drones, they're not training quite as many as they used to, but at the same time, there's more and more demand for people with commercial pilot qualifications. Well, believe it or not, we're starting up the flight school again right in Licking County at our local airport. It's called Flight Gear. We have a couple of trainers out there. We have facilities, and they're actually doing a lot of it. They have a training aircraft out there. We can get Rick in there, get him in an airplane, and, forget that idea.
Well, he keeps, volunteering you and I. I haven't heard him say anything yet about
it's kind of fun to go up in a small aircraft. I'm not sure I'm ready to take pilot training, but a lot of people are, and a lot of young people are. And, for a lot of people, it's expensive. I mean, there's a price to, having aircraft to train in. Mm-hmm. And to do it, but there are career opportunities with the commercial aviation industry. And, for someone who has this bug in their mind, I'd like to learn to fly and maybe start out as a private pilot, get a pilot's license. You can do it even as a teenager. And then they can actually take you right into commercial aviation and take you in that direction. And, there are career opportunities. It could be a very good career for a lifetime if that is something you're interested in. Well, you don't necessarily have to travel. We're getting a flight school started right here. It's called Flight Gear. And you can pursue that through the county airport out in Heath. And I'd urge people to take a look at it. There are people training right now, and there's more and more every day. And that's the next generation of people that eventually percentage of them will get commercial qualifications and join that industry. And if not, a lot of people will just, it'll be their passion just
they
to have an
it.
Aircraft and do it.
That's right.
So, but you have to, the requirement to license is pretty stringent. Understanding the physics, the dynamics, the weather, the aspects of flight and safety and everything else, the training is pretty rigorous, no matter where you take it. And the fact that you can do it locally, cost effectively, and that we have actually training aircraft out there as well. That's kind of a nice asset for Licking County.
And that, to go back to the airport, I think sometimes folks, it's the airport, and I know people talk about workforce and that. But, if you watch, I just know over the past couple of years, you're seeing more and more planes, private jets coming in there. I mean, you're shaking your head, Commissioner Black. I mean, it is a big tool in the economic development toolbox, is it not, to be able to say to businesses?
It's definitely an asset to the county. I live south of the airport, southwest, and we're seeing more planes all the time flying over our area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're doing business here, it is economically, it makes sense to be able to land right near your business here, do business, bring people in, take people out, bring materials in, as opposed to having to go into Columbus.
Yeah.
And it's expensive to land over there. There's landing fees. There's the tarmac fees over there. We can do it very cost effectively. And one of the pressures we've got is that we've actually got businesses saying build more hangars. In other words, we want to bring more in. I'm not going to name a name, but we've got one company, and the president of the company is a pilot. And right now, every hangar we've got is full. They're saying, hey, we want to buy another aircraft. Can you accommodate us? Well, yeah, we're trying. It's expensive stuff. But, it's Licking County is where a lot is happening east of Columbus right now, and that's just a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Some other things I want to touch on. I know we usually talk about any restoration, renovation at the Licking County Courthouse, and we know all that's been going on down there, but also in that downtown area. And I know it's not the county. I know you guys have been big supporters of it, but the Sullivan Building. I've got folks from Explore LC coming in later this week to talk about that, but that's just another piece of the puzzle to the county, is it not, Commissioner Black? I mean, once that's done and you get some more of these other things, it just seems like it's just growing and growing.
Oh, and it's, when you have a historic building like that, that has the history it has with the notoriety it has, people are very interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just so many great buildings downtown to look at. The architecture, or the ornamentation they did in the construction, you don't see that anymore.
Yeah. Well, I remember being down there for the courtroom, the historic courtroom down there, and just some of the folks walking through after that to be able to see that had never been in there.
Yeah.
Good for them. I mean, you don't ever want to have to be in a courtroom, but they came down and were able to check it out. But it's just that whole vibe of what's going on, and I just think it helps so many other aspects. And I understand folks like, well, why aren't they doing more? I'm like, hey, it takes a while to branch things out.
It takes time. That's just not a hammer and nail project for a weekend carpenter. It's very intricate artwork.
Yep, no doubt about it.
It really is. It takes a special talent to repair that and restore it.
Today is the day that Dan Motor and the team are moving over from their quarters, Explore Licking County, over into the second floor of the Sullivan. And 2 weeks from today, we'll have the grand opening. People from all over Ohio are coming. So it is, as Rick said, a very big deal. Hey, another big deal that's coming up, and I think you guys at this radio station are involved. November 2nd is the Rolling Thunder Toy Run.
Yep.
And I'm on the Salvation Army board. It's a big deal for us. And we've kind of been tap-toeing around the fact that Christmas is just around the corner, talking about courthouse lighting and things. Well, the Toy Run is probably the biggest single contributor to the toy and gift collection for the Salvation Army to help folks in need to this Christmas season. The county is actually making some facilities available for the distribution of the coats and food and toys this year at Christmas. And I think you guys broadcast, don't you, from Heath into Newark on November 2nd for the big toy run?
We'll be out there. We've been a part of this for, oh, gosh, I can't even begin to tell you how many years that we've been involved with.
It's a great event.
They are just such great people.
They're generous.
I'm surprised he hasn't tried to con us into getting on a motorcycle.
That'd be fun to ride in. But yeah, when you have 1,000 motorcycles start at once, the ground shakes.
Yeah.
It is impressive. And you got people from all over Central Ohio that come to join that
ride. Out of state, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. They buy toys. They start out at Walmart and Heath. They're going to run down. This year at Eastland Shopping Center is where the drop-off will be. So I just wanted to let everybody know, for people that want to see that parade, it'll be leaving, I'm trying to remember, maybe around 11 in the morning.
Oh, well, that's when it starts.
That's when it starts.
They'll pull out at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
They pull out at 1 o'clock from Walmart.
Okay, so people want to join out in Heath to see it come down Route 79 and into Newark and then through Newark. 1,000 motorcycles and all the attendant trucks and everything, and Santa. You will be in there somewhere probably with the mobile unit.
We'll be right by the big kettle out there with the Salvation Army. And Kay Hartman is always happy to, throw donuts and coffee at everybody. So we talk about it all the time. It's such a great event. And again, everything raised stays here.
Oh, yeah.
Everything they raise stays here. And you are absolutely right. When they all fire up, you feel the ground shaking. Yep. It is just such
November
a cool
2nd,
thing.
Just around the corner.
Yep. Okay, real quick again for the lighthouse, for the lighting of the county courthouse. If folks want to make a donation, how can they do that?
That's pretty traditional. Post Office Box 292 in Newark. You can make a check out to Courthouse Lighting Committee. And, of course, the Friday after Thanksgiving is a really big deal downtown.
No doubt about it. And if folks want your newsletter, if they want all this information, what do they got to do?
well, just give me a call or call us down at the county building or send me an email at the county building, tbub@lickingcounty.gov, tbub@lickingcounty.gov, and we'll be glad to help you out.
Again, get the newsletter. I get it, and then I read all through it, and it keeps you informed, and that's what you need here if you want to learn what's happening in your community. So, Commissioners Bub and Black, again, as always, I appreciate you coming in and joining us. Be sure to join us on Wednesday. As we just mentioned, the folks from Explore Licking County will be here to talk about the Sullivan Building and the grand opening for that beautiful building as they get ready to show it off to the community. And, my gosh, it just seems like it's been for a while that it's been worked on. They're right around the corner to get that thing open. So, again, that'll be on Wednesday's Talk of the Town. We'll be right back.